All right, we're back after the news with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. Hope you'll stick around. We're going to continue our salute to Duke Ellington by playing Duke Ellington compositions, but not by the Duke Ellington Orchestra, but by artists that, other than Duke Ellington, that played Duke Ellington compositions. This is Kent Lindquist, and unfortunately, as I noted in the first hour, my co-host Bill Sally is not around. He's on vacation this week, so we're going to go forward solo with the Ellington salute, and we're going to start out the first hour with the Swingville All-Stars, which was composed of trumpet player, I have to get his name now. His name is Taft Jordan. He was in the Ellington band for 5 or 6 years, great trumpet player. Al Sears on tenor sax also was in the Ellington band for 5 or 6 years. And Jefferson on alto sax, and this is a Ellington composition called Things Ain't What They Used to Be.
Thank you.
That was a bored fade on Things Ain't What They Used to Be by the Swingville All-Stars. It was cut on a Prestige Swingville album called Rockin' and Rhythm, and the All-Star front line was comprised of Taft Jordan on trumpet, Al Sears on tenor sax, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax. We're going to turn now to Miles Davis, and this is from his classic quintet. I think it was their first album on the Prestige label, when he had John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, one of the greatest jazz quintets of all time. And they undertook to play Duke Ellington's composition, Just Squeeze Me.
Thank you.
was the muted trumpet of Miles Davis doing Just Squeeze Me, another great Ellington composition from Miles' Prestige album, simply called Miles, kept back in 1955. Some fine piano work there by Red Garland, and tenor work was by John Coltrane. You know, when you do a show on Ellington compositions, you probably need at least 5 or 6 hours to do justice for all the different things he wrote, and then you'd probably be still scratching the surface. It's amazing how many things he wrote, and we've tried to stay away from the old standbys like A-Train and Satin Doll and Mood Indigo, and In My Solitude, we're not going to play those tunes. Everybody's familiar with those tunes. We're trying to do a few things a little bit different. This one is certainly a little bit different. We're going to do something by Mel Torme, that great vocalist. This was cut live at Michael's Pub in New York City in 1992, backed up by a great big band doing an album on the Telarc label called The Great American Songbook. When Otto Preminger decided to direct the movie Anatomy of a Murder with Jimmy Stewart, he asked Duke Ellington to do the soundtrack. And so this is a tune called I'm Gonna Go Fishing, and it was just an instrumental background to the movie until Peggy Lee heard it, and I think she wrote the lyrics. So this is Mel Torme doing the great songbook, I'm Gonna Go Fishing.
Woke up this morning, wanting to cry. Then I remember, yeah, I knew why. She's a good one for having her cake. I'm gonna go fishing or jump in the lake. Duke Ellington wrote this for Otto Preminger's Anatomy of a Murder. Yeah, I'm gonna go fishing, that's what I'll do. Think about nothing, not even you. Catch a big one, a real speckled trout. Slapping in the water, I'll pull him right out. Sweet talking liar, spin me a yarn. Tell me a story, big as a barn. No use listening, I won't hear you out. I'm gonna go fishing or catch me a trout. When a gal is a liar, then a gal is a fool. Playing for keeper, breaking the rule. She'll be the loser yet to find out. I'm gonna go fishing and catch me a trout. Tenor sax, he is dynamite. Jeff Rupert. They're in the water, look at him shine. There goes a big one, that one is mine. Catch up the reel now, I got the feel now. Hooked onto my fly rod, I got me a trout. Sweet talking liar, you're in for a fall. You told me a story, your back's to the wall. Don't come my way, I'm down the highway. I'm gonna go fishing. Yeah, I'm gonna go fishing. I'm gonna go fishing and get me a trout.
Wow, that was a big band that was backing up Mel Torme doing that vocal version of I'm Going Fishing from his album on the Telarc label called The Great American Songbook. The music was written by Duke Ellington. I believe the lyrics were put to that tune later by Peggy Lee. Well, in an effort to play some things that most people haven't heard that were written by Duke Ellington that were really beautiful tunes. There's swingers. We're going to do something by organist Shirley Scott from her Impulse album for Members Only. And this is an organ version of a Duke Ellington composition called Blue Piano. Scott on organ from her Impulse album, Blue Piano, backed up by a beautiful big band, beautiful arrangement. It's a Duke Ellington composition most people are not familiar with called Blue Piano. I think it's a lovely tune. And we're going to turn now to another beautiful tune that was written by Duke Ellington that most people are not familiar with. This is done by trumpet man Taft Jordan. You heard him earlier in the show. This is a composition from his Prestige album called Mood Indigo. It includes Richard Wyans on piano, Kenny Burrell on guitar. This is a tune called Lost in Meditation. Thank you. Another beautiful tune written by Duke Ellington that's not played too often and should be heard more, and that's called Lost in Meditation. That was the muted trumpet of Taft Jordan from his Prestige Moodsville album Mood Indigo, with some fine piano work there by Richard Wyons, and the guitar player was Kenny Burrell. Now, another fine tune that you don't hear very often, and it's an excellent Ellington composition, called Azure, and this is done by guitarist Joe Pass from his Telarc album My Song, backed up by rhythm guitarist John Pisano, that was from his regular working group, Tom Raniere on clarinet, Jim Hugard on bass, and Colin Bailey on drums. This is a gorgeous rendition of Ellington's Azure. It was Azure, another great Ellington tune, and that was a rendition by Joe Pass on guitar with some fine mellow clarinet there by Tom Rainier. We're going to turn now to a tune that I think is familiar to most jazz fans and some people who follow pop music, because it became a kind of a hit for Duke over the years when they put lyrics to it, and that was Don't Get Around Much Anymore. This is by tenor sax man Benny Golson from his Arcadia album called Thank You Duke, with Mulgrew Miller on piano, Buster Williams on bass, Carl Allen on drums. Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Thank you. Tenor sax sound of Benny Golson doing Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Well, this is Kent Lindquist, and this is A Feeling of Jazz. We're with you every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM, and we stream live on the lakeshorefm.com. I hope you'll come back and join us next week for another fine 2 hours of mainstream jazz. We're going to close out the show with another final Duke Ellington composition, which is the title of this particular program. It's called The Feeling of Jazz, which was written by the Duke. This is under the name of a bass player named Joris Teep, T-E-E-P-E. I'm not familiar with him, but he does have in the front line two great sax players, Chris Potter on tenor sax and Don Braden on soprano sax. And this is from their Arcadia album, Thank You, Duke. So we're going to listen to our theme song, done by two different artists than you usually hear. Let's listen to The Feeling of Jazz. Thank you.